frequently asked animal communication questions. In my animal communication sessions, there are several FAQs that come up regularly. It seems that when it comes to our horses and pets, we all want reassurance about the same things. Number one is my horse happy? That's the number one frequently asked animal communication question I get asked. I think deep down we usually do know the answer ourselves, but it can be really reassuring to get confirmation from someone who doesn't know either of you personally. Perhaps when you suspect the answer is no, it's easier to hear it from someone else. We all want reassurance that we're doing the right things, as well as wanting our animals to know that we're doing the best we can. If they're not happy, in an animal communication session, we can ask why not and figure out how we can help them with that. The second most common question is he in any pain? Perhaps your horse has been injured in some way, is sick, ill or elderly. Perhaps their behaviour has been hinting that maybe pain is involved. It's really helpful to know whether or how much pain they're in. They may look like they're in pain when actually they're just feeling really sorry for themselves. Or maybe they're super stoic, in a whole lot of pain and just sucking it up. There can be a variety of reasons for that, from not wanting to upset you to not wanting to go back to the vet. And I have a video on that if you think your horse might be hiding things from you. Number three, people want to know is, does he love me? Oh, we all want to know this, don't we? In my animal communication sessions, I generally ask whether the horse likes or loves their person. There's a subtle distinction there, isn't there, that can be helpful. Number four is, does he know that I love him? You're doing everything you can to give him a good life, but does he know it? I've found in my sessions that a small percentage of horses don't. They almost seem a little oblivious to the whole concept of love. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're unhappy, and could be more of an indicator of how they've been treated prior to you. I did a pendulum survey to find out more about this a while back. Of 188 horses, 88% knew that they were loved and 12% didn't. Bear in mind that the sort of people who would take part in my surveys or read this blog are probably already pretty aware and doing everything they can for their horses. So I'd suspect that in the wider horse world, the number of horses who don't know they're loved might be significantly higher. There's a link in the blog itself to a Facebook Live I did talking about those survey results and tips for making sure your horse knows that you love him. Number five is, why is he sad or unhappy? We tend to just know when something isn't right with our horses, but it isn't necessarily easy to then figure out what the problem is. If you've gone through a process of elimination, like checking saddle, diet, teeth, feet, back, etc., animal communication might be a useful next step. I'll interject here that in my sessions, I also routinely do a range of energetic clearing and rebalancing, which seems to really help with happiness, behaviour and performance. Number six, why is he spooky, anxious or bucking? Again, you've probably checked and eliminated everything you can think of and drawn a blank. If your horse's behaviour has changed for no apparent reason, An animal communication session might help to identify what's going on. The seventh most common question is, does he like something? It can be anything from paddock mates, farrier, body workers, instructors, or even your chosen discipline. Owners are curious about it all, and of course, that level of information can either confirm your suspicions about something or inform your future decisions. Number eight is people want to know, is there anything he needs or wants? Everyone asks this. We'd all do just about anything for our horses, if we just knew what that was that they wanted or needed. And before you think, well, horses will all ask for more carrots. Actually, in over 1,000 horse communication sessions so far, that has only happened once. Most animals don't ask for anything at all. I think they're just happy to have been asked and happy that someone is listening to them. By asking them the question, they realise that actually their owner cares and wants to do the best for them. The ninth most frequently asked question is about end of life. I do get a lot of queries from owners who are worried about their older horses. Is he ready to leave? Has he had enough? Does he want to carry on? What can I do to keep him comfortable? Animal communication is a great way to find out what their opinions and wants are. It's also really useful as a way to explain things to them so they know what's coming. If you're at the stage of making those sorts of decisions, you might like my end-of-life checklist. Of course, there are a multitude of other questions we can ask our horses. What would you ask yours? Let me know in the comments. Until next time, keep connecting with your horses.